and welcome to yet another episode of the Automated Millionaire video / podcast. In this particular episode, we'll be looking at one of the most critical numbers that you definitely need to be checking in with on a regular basis in your business. And yet again, it is a number that's often all too often overlooked. A lot of business owners, in fact, in my opinion, and certainly from my observation, they don't really understand the importance of it, and they don't really look at it, and they don't really have a keen sense of, you know, how to go about it. What is this number? Well, we'll be looking at that in just a moment. Hi, I'm Michael Pitzner. I am also known as the Automated Millionaire, and I'm the creator and founder of this channel here, but also on the courses, programs, and coaching that I offer via my website, theautomatedmillionaire.com. I help small and medium-sized businesses, and I help the business owners and the team making a better business. So what does that mean? It means making a lot more money with a lot more ease, having a great system, and by implementing a unique business system that I call the Automated Millionaire. You can reach out to me by my email, via theautomatedmillionaire.com. You can go to the website, there's a contact page there. You can reach out and inquire if this might be a good fit for you to get this system in your business. Again, let me just briefly say, it's a system that has proven its worth with over hundreds of thousands of businesses and has a success rate of probably 97-98% success rate. And in my personal opinion, but that's on me, but I would say that those who do not have success with it is because they soon enough, as soon as a consultant is not on top of them, they go back to their old ways and all of a sudden they get their old results, which probably were mediocre to get to begin with. Anyways, enough of that. Let's go back to our current episode. We are in our third series of episodes, and this series here, we're looking again at the mistakes that business owners make when it comes to the topic area of setting prices. In this particular episode, we'll be looking at one of the most critical numbers in your business. I had a colleague, very smart gentleman, and he would say it's most important number in your business. I don't quite agree. I believe the most important number in your business is the net bottom line, but it's certainly a very close contender, and we'll just see why. I actually believe that it's not just the net bottom line, it's actually what you get to keep after taxes and stuff. But that's a whole other story. Now let's go back to what is this number. So the number we are going to talk about in this episode is that of gross profit. The gross profit margin is typically the one that I tend to lean and focus on the most, because now it's not a matter of, okay, I'm making gross profit of $1.295 million, and last time I made $1.1 million. No, I'm making 35% gross profit margin, and last time I made 29% gross profit margin. Okay, I'm moving towards, I need to be at 40%, I'm moving towards, I'm good. You know, maybe next time I should be inching my way up to the 40% or whatever it is. Is it 40% for your business? Probably not, but it could be. It all depends a little bit about your business structure, and how it fits in with your industry, your area, and also maybe something to do with your strategy. So that is a very difficult question to answer, but for the most majority, what I can say is that there's soon enough a good idea about what a gross profit margin should be when you go and look at different businesses. But there is discrepancies, and there are various of that. Like I've said in a previous episode, I think actually it was yesterday or the day before, I did speak about certain industries you have very small margin and small markups on what they're being, what they're selling. But because the volume is so big, it makes up for it and makes a very nice profit line. All right, so, but we are looking at the gross profit margin. And so what I wanted to make sure is that you gain a heightened awareness of it. A few episodes ago, I believe maybe three episodes ago, we talked about, you know, what is that gross profit margin? Well, again, you have the top line in your profit and loss statement is your sales. So in any given period of time you're looking at, you have your sales, and then you should have ideally your chart of accounts in your bookkeeping should be set up so that you can manage it from a managerial perspective. That means that you have set up where you're splitting out what's called the cost of goods sold. So what are the cost of goods sold? Well, the cost of goods sold in a business is all the direct costs. So every time you have, you know, selling an extra service hour, well, you know you're going to send out a person to, you know, deliver upon that service hour. You might have, you know, there might be certain elements of gasoline involved in sending out a vehicle and so on. And then maybe they're fixing something or delivering upon something, so there might be material. So cost of goods sold, or direct cost or variable cost, they're pretty much all the same. And it's pretty much, you know, the cost that goes into directly delivering upon whatever it is you're selling. They are called direct costs because they're directly related to every sales dollar you're selling. There are directly related costs associated with that. They're called variable costs because as you're selling more, your cost also goes up because, again, they're directly related. So it all goes hand in hand very nicely. Below that point, you then now subtract, you know, your sales, less your cost of goods sold, and now you get gross profit. If we express the gross profit as a percentage, so how much gross profit do you have out of every sale dollar, now you get the gross profit margin expressed as a percentage. That is a very key number, and it's a great number to keep track on, and it's a great number to see how much you can push it towards a higher number. Below that line, now you have all your fixed costs. It's also called the overheads. It's, you know, the administration. It may be your facility rentals. It may be a lot of insurances and finances and so on. All of those expenses come down there. And they are, for the most part, it's pretty much set at the level of business you're at. It doesn't really increase just because you're increasing sales by a certain percentage. It doesn't really increase. If you're increasing sales by a lot, well, now soon maybe you need more bigger facilities or more people to administrate or more financing, so on. And so now they increase. But it's not a directly relatable cost that just keeps on going up and down as your sales vary. The gross profit margin, my colleague would say that that's the most important number. Like I said, I believe it's even more important what lands at the end bottom and what you get to take home or to keep. But to a large extent, he's super right. He also said, and I really admire him for this because it's a nice way of thinking about it. He said it really is a number that expresses the value of what it is you're bringing to the market space. So as you're bringing your solution to the market space, as you're selling your service hours or as you're selling your products, you're left with a gross profit margin, and the more value you can bring to the market, you're probably having a higher gross profit margin. If you don't, then it's because you're shooting yourself in the foot and just not doing what you should be doing and charging what you can be doing and still offering a great value to the end recipient. It is key that you get a grip on these things. And for one reason that I want to go back to again is like, And I like to couple that with yesterday's episode where I talked about the garage mentality. And for those who did not tune into it, I definitely invite you to go back and tune into that episode. But the garage mentality is that you have tinkered with a product and made it yourself back in the day when you started out and so on. You sold it at a certain price and maybe that was actually a decent profit that you got out of it and so on. But over the years, you grew and grew and grew, and you now have rent and facilities and production and machinery or whatnot. And your prices did grow a little bit along the way, but not by as big of a factor as it really should, because your mentality is that it really can't be that expensive for my product. But what you fail to understand is there's a whole difference between what you need to be selling at when you have this whole big apparatus of production costs, as opposed to when you are just doing it at home in your spare time and doing it out of the garage. So you need to get out of the garage mentality. What I've seen is with many companies is that they get so hung up on, you know, what the price can be. They may even have been the company basically that established the market rate for those kind of things. And now subsequently more competitors on the market, they kind of say, hey, I can build this too. And now they're making these products, and some of them pretty good. And but for the most part, maybe they don't have your brand recognition. Maybe they don't have your quality. Maybe they don't have your support, your service. And maybe they don't have, you know, the recognition of, you know, beautiful design and everything else. At the end of the day, what I want to understand is that sometimes you need to really get to understand that, you know, unless your product is such that when you're selling at this particular price, which I would, you know, go and venture to say that that is a too low of a price at whatever current price it is, unless it's because you were selling a lot more, or let's put it this way, if I increase that price by, let's say, 10%, would I get a drastic fall in my sales? Would the amount of units that I'm selling drop down considerably? If the latter is the case, that they actually drop down considerably because I made a small price increase, then I have a very price elastic product or solution or whatever it is I'm selling. Is very price elastic. It means for a small change in price, the demand or the sales or the volume changes much more dramatically. But for the most points, in most cases, and especially the one client that I'm thinking about now, honestly speaking, I could probably add 30% in the price, and I'm not sure that the volume of sale would go down dramatically. I'm sure that their vendors, so their dealerships and so on, would stop up and say, what the hell are you doing? And maybe you can't do it overnight. Maybe you have to inch it up, you know, taking it maybe two price increases over a year and, you know, inch it up eventually. And maybe you don't need the 30% increase, but maybe for sure you need 12%, right? And maybe you can't get away with 12% in one go, but maybe you can get away with 7% first time and 5% next time or something. Bottom line is, if you'd have a product that's not price sensitive for real, then people will buy it. It's this particular client I'm thinking about. They're selling a solution, a great solution, great product, great quality, great design, great color scheme, great everything, great service surrounding it, great support surrounding it. And they're selling this solution at $3,500. And I venture to say, if they were selling the same thing for $39, $3,900 instead of $3,500, they would get a much increased gross profit margin, and they would probably not lose a whole lot of sales. Because if we look at that, what are the kind of clients that are buying? Well, the clients who have, you know, this is, it's not necessarily a luxury product, but it almost is. So the people who are finding the $3,400, $3,500 for its current price, they'll find the same money for $39. It serves a great purpose. It has a great solution. It is a premier. It has a preeminence in the market space. They can certainly get away with a preeminent price also. Will there be somebody who's going to bang the drums and say that's too much? And what about what kind of price hike is that? And might you lose one or two sales? Probably, probably. But I venture to say that all the noise that they're making, for the most part, it's not going to hurt your business much. And the second part is, you know, yes, you might be losing a few sales, two, three, four, five, who knows? But you're gaining all this extra money. So we hiked it up by $3,500, like more than 10%, right? We increased the price. And now you're getting that extra 10% on your entire business, on your entire sales volume. Now, in an episode, I think maybe 5, 6, 7 episodes ago, we spoke about how big a percentage increase could mean for your net bottom. So I invite you to go back and check out that. But we looked at about, you know, if you have a business and you have a, let's say you have a net profit, so not gross profit, but a net profit, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, you have a net profit of 5%. If you increase your prices by a mere 1%, your resulting increase in your net profit actually goes up by 20%. So just think about that. A 1% increase in price, and it leaves you 20% more on your net bottom line. I mean, if you're listening to these episodes here, and especially grasping on those kind of concepts, you would say that, dang, there's, I can certainly get away with a 1% increase in my prices, and maybe even 3, 4, 5, 6, 7%. So imagine how much that kicks in on your bottom line. These episodes here, everything that I'm putting out here, I'm trying to make sure that I bring you a lot of value. A lot of it you'll say, oh, I know that. But here's what I hope and urge you to do. I hope that you say, well, I'm already good on that. I'm already on top of that. But thank you for the reminder. And for a lot of you, because this is what I'm seeing within the far majority of my businesses that I consult and so on, is that they weren't seeing it this way. They weren't on top of this, and they were killing themselves, making a lot of work, but with negative results, or at, you know, or at best, maybe just making a small profit, when in fact they should have a great business. Now, all we work on in business and so on shouldn't just be our pricing, but pricing is super critical, and that's why I made this particular series. I have also a program that I'm offering, which is called Pricing for Profits. I invite you to reach out to me to mp@theautomatedmillionaire.com for an email, mp@theautomatedmillionaire.com, and we can get in conversation, we can set up a call where we can discuss if that's a good fit for you. But this program is all about the pricing and discounting and how to, and the tools and how to get the understanding and so on. And once you understand a lot of these things, you are so much better set for your business. I believe honestly it's a program that fits any business and all kinds of industries. Again, all the companies that I've helped, they have been from all kinds of industries, all kinds of geographic areas, all over the United States, all over Canada, into Europe and so on. And they have been completely unrelated. This one doesn't affect, you know, the size of your business and so on, in terms of if you're a small business or a large business. This has value for any business. You may be extremely on top of your business and already have all these down, but for the most part, what I can say, judging from all the clients that I've helped over the course of many years, I can tell you that 99% of them, they were not highly acutely aware of these things. So the investment for getting this compared to the return on your investment will be tremendous. I mean, you'll have a huge ROI. When I've gone out and consulted businesses in person, they would typically find a return on their investment for 4 to 7 to 8 times their investment. But because this is an online program with online coaching and so on, then the investment, it actually is drastically reduced. And I think from that part alone, you probably can add a zero to the return on investment. But no promises made. I mean, I can't guarantee anything. I'm not sure if you're going to take anything you learn and actually implement it and, you know, how you're going to do it. So I can't make you any promises. But what I can give you is we can have a strategy call. I won't be charging for it, but we can have a strategy call and see if it's a good fit for you and see if I can help you. I'd love to help you. And meanwhile, this was all free and you can do a lot of things with just this information that I put into this episode and all the previous episodes and the episodes to come. At least that's my plan. I thank you so much for being here and I thank you so much for your time. I value it a lot. I know you can't get the time back, but I hope that the value was so grand that you go and make your business much, much better. Love to hear back from you. Love to have some positive feedback that says that that was actually the case. Anyways, I'll see you in tomorrow's episode where we'll continue this current series of the mistakes that we as business owners make when it comes to setting prices. Thank you.